Title: Creating Groove Through Silence and Rests Advanced. Alright, let's get into one of the most advanced, most overlooked groove weapons in drum and bass: silence. Because indeed, NB, groove isn't just what you hit, it's what you choose not to hit. Those tiny gaps and those bigger dropouts create tension, forward motion, and that pocket feeling that makes a loop sound expensive and alive without adding a single extra note. Today you're building a 16-bar rolling drum and bass groove at around 174 BPM in Ableton Live, using only stock tools. We're going to design negative space on purpose, micro silence for punch, ghost notes for illusion of motion, break edits that decorate the holes, and bass patterns that roll harder because they breathe. Set your tempo to 174, and create these tracks: drums with a drum rack, a break layer, bass sub, bass mid or res, perk effects or fills and two returns, a short room reverb, and a dubby delay. On return A, use reverb with a short decay like half a second-ish. Put a low cut around 300 Hz, and a high cut around 8 or 9K. Keep it subtle, like 10 to 20% wet. This is important. We're not using reverb to wash things out. We're using it to make silence feel intentional, like the track is still in a space even when hit stop. On return B, use echo. Try an eighth note or quarter note timing, feedback around 25%. Filter it so it's not booming or fizzy, and keep the wet amount modest. Again, the goal isn't more sound. The goal is better contrast. Now, step 1. Build the two-step backbone, but with designed gaps. On your drums track, place a kick on 1.1.1 and 1.3.1. Put a snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Classic. Solid. That's your anchor. In fact, quick coaching note. Rests need boundaries, or they read like mistakes. So before we start deleting stuff, we decide what the timekeeper is. In this groove, it's the snare and a very minimal hat pattern. So instead of laying down constant hats, place a closed hat only on the offbeats, 1.1.3 and 1.3.3. Then add one extra hat near the end of the bar, like 1.4.3, but only every two bars. Not every bar, every two bars. When you listen back, it's going to feel a little naked at first, especially if you're used to a wall of hats. That's good. That slight discomfort is where groove starts. You're training your loop to survive with less information. Practical tip: in the MIDI editor, hit fold so you only see the notes you're actually using. Work on a 1/16 grid, and switch to 1/32 when you want to do micro timing and micro rests. Now step 2, micro silence. Air pockets before transients. This is the secret sauce for drums that feel louder, without actually being louder. Your ears perceive impact based on contrast. If there's a tiny moment of nothing right before a snare or kick, the transient feels like it jumps out of the speaker. Option A is the clean way: MIDI note length carving. If your hats and little perks are one-shots in drum rack, shorten their MIDI note lengths aggressively. Think tiny, like 10 to 35 milliseconds worth of note length, depending on the sample. The key isn't the exact number. The key is, don't let percussion overlap unless you mean to. Overlap is the enemy of rests. Overlap turns your gap into a smear. If your hat sample has a long tail, go into simpler and tighten it. Reduce decay, add a slight fade out so it's not clicky, and keep it crisp. Option B is a vibe tool, gating the tops or a perk bus. Group your hats, tops, and break layer into something like perk bus. Add gate. Set the threshold so it closes between hits. Return at 0 milliseconds. Release somewhere like 30 to 80 milliseconds. And be subtle. You're not trying to create a chopped mess unless you want that jittery jungle edge. You're trying to make sure silence is actually silence. And here's a big teacher check. After you do this, bypass any bus compressor you have on your drums. If your groove suddenly feels more dynamic when bypassed, your compressor release might be filling in your rests. One long release on a drum bus can erase all the contrast you just designed. Step 3. Ghost notes that imply motion without filling space. Add snare ghosts 1/16th before the main snare. So put a ghost at 1.1.4 leading into 1.2.1, and another at 1.3.4 leading into 1.4.1. Set your main snare velocity around 100 to 120. Set the ghost down around 20 to 45. It should feel like a hint, not a second snare. Now do something that's small but huge. Nudge the ghost late by 5 to 12 milliseconds. You can do it manually by moving the note off the grid a touch, or use track delays, but don't swing everything. Use micro phrasing like a surgeon. For example, you might push only the break layer plus 6 ms and pull hats minus 3 ms later. Depth without smearing the anchor. And another advanced rule: keep a rest immediately after the ghost so it doesn't smear into the main snare. In other words, don't put some other percussion right on top of the ghost and then wonder why the snare feels smaller. The snare should own the pre-hit space, especially the last 20 to 60 milliseconds before it lands. Step 4. Break layer. Fill the gaps, not the grid. Drop in a break. Amen style, funk break, whatever fits. Right-click it and slice to new MIDI track, using transients. Ableton will give you a sliced kit. Now the key idea. The break is not there to reinforce your main kick and snare like a second drummer doing the same thing. That creates unison, and unison kills negative space. Instead, do anti-unison editing. Go into the break MIDI and remove slices that hit exactly on your main snare. Or keep them extremely quiet. Then keep little textures between your main hits, small post-snare ticks, tiny pre-kick flicks, end of bar chatter. And here's the assignment inside the assignment. Once every two bars, delete break hits for at least half a beat somewhere. Make it obvious, a noticeable vacuum, because if the gap is too small to feel, it won't create impact. It'll just feel like random editing. Then tighten the break with a Q8, cut lows below 120 to 180 Hz. Add drum bus for a bit of bite, but keep boom mostly off on breaks. And if needed, use utility to keep the break low end mono below around 200 Hz. The break is texture. Your sub is the low end authority. Step 5. Bass groove through rests. This is where rolling actually lives. Start with the sub. Use operator. Oscar on sign. Set the amp envelope so release is shortish, like 80 to 140 milliseconds. That matters. If your sub rings out forever, it's literally filling your rests, stealing headroom, and making the whole track feel like it can't inhale. Add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 2 to 6 dB, and compensate the output. Now program a pattern that has real breathing room. Here's a strong one-bar concept. Hit on 1.1.1, short. Rest until 1.1.3. Hit 1.1.3, short. Then leave space for the snare at 1.2.1. After the snare, hit around 1.2.3. Then hit again at 1.3.1. And somewhere in the second half of the bar, leave an intentional eighth note rest. The intentional eighth rest is gold. It's where the roll gets weight. The listener doesn't just hear bass. They hear bass stop and then return. That return feels bigger than a constant sustain ever will. Now the mid or res. Use wavetable or operator with something sawish. Put auto filter first, low pass 24 dB, add a little drive, then saturator, maybe amp if you want aggression, then compressor sidechained from kick and snare. Program stabs that answer the drums. Try one right after the snare, around 1.2.2-ish, then rest. Another near the end of the bar, then rest into the downbeat. Think conversation, not stack. And here's an Ableton technique that feels like cheating. Inside the MIDI clip, open envelopes, go to mixer, track volume, and draw micro dips to negative infinity. 1/16th dips, rhythmic cutouts. This creates syncopated silence that's sample accurate and super controllable. Just don't do it randomly. Pick a pattern and repeat it so it sounds like design. If you want a next level variation, try a syncopated mute grid, like always muting on the E of 2 and the end of 3. Apply that same mute rhythm to the tops in bars 1 and 2, then to the mid bass in bars 3 and 4. Same rhythm, different source. That creates cohesion and progression without adding density. Step 6. Arrangement silence. Macro vacuum. We're going to think beyond one bar now, because big impact comes from big contrast. Use a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8 establish the groove. Bar 9 introduces a small variation, maybe an extra ghost note or a break slice. Then around bar 15 or 16, create a vacuum moment. Here's a clean way. Group your drums. Automate a utility gain dip for 1/8 note or 1/4 note right before the downbeat. Or mute just tats and break layer for half a bar, leading only something tiny, like a filtered res tail. And the trick is, don't make it feel like the track died. Make it feel suspended. So automate the snare reverb send upward right before the gap. So the tail hangs, but the transients stop. That's what I mean by audible silence. No hits, but the room still exists. You can also automate width as part of the silence accent. Narrow the music group during the whole, like 70% width, then snap back wide on impact. Keep lows mono regardless. The point is, the hit feels wider because the gap was narrower. Step 7. Making silence feel intentional, not missing. If you remove elements, the brain needs a little clue that it's deliberate. Add ear candy that doesn't fill the groove. A reversed crash into the drop, low passed. A tiny rim ghost once every two bars. A super quiet texture with autopan moving at an eighth note rate, 20 to 40% amount, phase at 180 degrees, movement without more hits. Quick pro checks before we wrap. Check your groove in mono at low volume. If the gaps only feel cool when it's loud and wide, you're relying on hype. The phrasing should still pull when it's quiet. And watch your releases. Anything with a long tail, or any bus compressor with a long release, can quietly destroy your rests. Now a fast 10 to 15 minute practice to lock this in. Take a drum loop you already like. Duplicate it so you have an aversion and a B version. In version B, delete 30% of your hats and perks. Literally remove notes. Add two ghost notes with velocity under 40. Create one vacuum moment every 4 bars, 1/8 note of no tops, or even a tiny full stop for a 16th to 8th. Then make the rests real. Shorten hat decay. Trim break tails, gate top slightly. Bounce both versions to audio and do a blind switch test at the same peak level. Which one feels louder even though it isn't? Which one makes you nod more without adding hits? And can you point to 5 exact moments, bar and beat, where a rest sets up an impact? Because that's the real goal, silence that does work. Recap. D and B groove comes from contrast. Silence is your most underrated contrast tool. Use micro rests, like note length and gating, to sharpen transients. Use macro rests, like vacuum bars and mutes, to create impact and forward pull. Write bass with intentional rests so it rolls harder and mixes cleaner. And in Ableton, the heroes are MIDI editing, simpler envelopes, gate, utility automation, and sidechain compression. If you want feedback, export a short 16-bar loop or share a screenshot of your drum and bass MIDI. I can tell you exactly which 16 THS to delete to make the groove heavier.